Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How about them fish, eh?
Yeah!
Matt Mervis.
The Merv Man.
The Merv Man, dude.
He's got Merv.
Eminem.
Look at that.
He should play I'm Slim Shady.
Yeah, when he comes up to bat.
Do you think he even knows who Slim Shady is? He's probably like 25.
Damn, that's true.
Who doesn't know Eminem?
So, I mean,
yeah, I feel like he has to know.
First of all white people know Eminem.
I don't know, dude. Like, isn't Jack Harlow like the new guy? Even though he's a backstabbing boom.
Wait, are you comparing Jack Harlow to Eminem?
I'm comparing young to old. That's what I'm comparing. I'm not saying that, obviously, Eminem's resume dwarfs. And when we saw him intro Terrence Crawford, that was one of the goosiest things I've ever seen in an arena before.
Yeah.
I'm not questioning who's more of a legend. I'm questioning young, old. Like, I'm sure there's plenty of 25-year-olds, and Jay-Z is not their top rapper.
Damn.
I didn't say top rapper. But they know who they are.
Yeah, but like maybe they don't. I don't know. Maybe they just think it's too old school. I don't know.
Merv is 26 years old.
Where's he from?
He is from Washington, D.C. And did you know he had the nickname MASH?
His nickname is MASH, so he's Triple M.
Ooh, I like that.
Last time we had a Triple M around the fish.
Already a company. Copyrighted.
MASH?
Mm. 3M.
Oh. Triple M?
What is that?
3M. They do tape.
They do tape?
Yeah, like the brand.
Tape. Oh. Like
tape brand.
Tape.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Tape.
But it's just a number three.
I only acknowledge two tapes. Actually, three tapes.
Yeah.
Scotch,
yep.
Duct, frog. That's it.
You're welcome.
That's the list.
Mm-hmm.
No, but again.
You're welcome.
One of the inventions.
Again, Scott, they do all those tapes. They do Scotch. They do what's the
so they're the owner of those?
Like the tape?
It's a different type of tape. 3M tape.
They are
you never heard of 3M tape?
It's like the black tape, right?
No, that's not electric tape. That's electrical tape. Then there's duct tape, which is the gray tape. Not spelled like duct, but
for air duct.
You guys thought my Drew Carey conversation was bad. We're talking about brands.
I'm not the one who brought it up. He's like,
you brought it up.
Everybody knows the.
Wait a minute.
Everybody knows the brand Triple M.
Wait, this jackass started asking about the tape.
I haven't heard of 3M tape. I'm sorry, I haven't. Jeez. And you're like, yeah, everybody knows.
Wait, I bet you if I have tape in here, it says 3M on it.
I think 3M is the burger to Scotch being McDonald's. You know.
I guess. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia.
If that's where we're going with this.
Huh?
Because it's a Scouser. Scottish tape.
Took the bait.
Choose from over 500 new key miles and inventory at the Sports Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers, they're back at it tonight. They're taking on the New York Rangers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock from Amerant Bank Arena. And that game can be heard right here at 560 WQAM. Hockman and Crowder are going to be out there today. And we'll see. What? Why?
I said, damn, because I like when we have shows that are close to my house.
Oh, so you're jealous.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, the Rangers are out of it. The only team that's still alive that's fighting for one of the last spots is Columbus. They're trying to get one of the last two wild card spots, but they need help.
Oh.
So they will try and make that happen.
Are the Panthers already set at their position?
No, they could. They got Tampa coming up, so they could jump to get home ice for that first round. So there's still something to play for the Cats. But I don't think I don't think they're sweating it. Like, I don't think they're like, oh man, because we're
it's, you don't think they're going full lineup.
Nah, because it's Cats in five. Like, we're not worried about it. It doesn't really matter.
2-1 filthy.
Give us play in Tampa's barn. Don't play in Tampa's barn. Whatever. It's Cats in five. So top hats and monocles to those losers. What?
Those losers.
But the Marlins did take 2 out of 3 from the Nationals. Yeah. They beat them on Sunday, 11-4. Matt Mervis, 5th home run of the season.
Look at that.
8-7 on the year for the Marlins. Maybe Bruce Sherman was right.
Well, hold on.
No, he might have been right.
Hold on.
It's 15 games into a 162-game season.
Hold on.
You got plenty of time to be miserable.
You sat here and you're like, maybe Pat Riley was right about Jimmy Butler, and that's not even done yet. You won't give Bruce Sherman. Be honest, Posh.
Yeah.
We didn't think they'd get 8 wins this month.
I did not.
No way, dude. Listen, I'm not saying that what we've seen so far hasn't been remarkable. Because we didn't know nobody and guys just playing well. And like, yeah, kudos to them. What I'm saying is that you're not even at 10% of the season yet.
Yeah, but last year, I mean,
that would be the equivalent to the Dolphins starting the season 2-0.
Last year took the. I understand. Last year it was over before it started. It was.
Correct.
Now the Marlins are in a scenario where, like, all right, they're right there. You got a nice little start to the season here. You don't feel like you're incapable of winning games. You're not just getting batted around nonstop. And the only and the teams that really got them has been they've had a lot of games against the Mets. The Mets are good. The Mets have spent a gazillion dollars on their team.
You think ownership for the Marlins anytime they win one of those games? Like, didn't they win 2 out of 3 from the Mets?
No. They could have. They split with the
Mets. They lost 2 of 3.
No, they lost 2 of 3. They could have. They should have won 2 out of 3 from the Mets. And they blew it. Honestly, should have. And by the way, should have swept this series, by the way. But they blew it on Friday.
But so my question is, you think ownership is not looking at the wins and losses, but looking at how competitive they are against these $700 million rosters?
I don't know.
Nothing.
I don't know. But last April, they finished April 6-24.
Two more wins already.
They didn't get their 8th win of the season last year until May 1st.
Damn.
Yeah. Woof. And Mervis might be new Dan Uggla. I'm not positive. I'm not ready to call it yet, but he might be new Dan Uggla.
Yeah.
You mean Marlins Dan Uggla?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I don't even acknowledge the other Dan Ugglas. I don't
know. That Dan Uggla that got the money?
Ultimate fat cat.
Oh, my God.
Dan Uggla was like, he signed that contract with the Braves, and he said,
got him.
Time to put the steroids away. Allegedly, I'm doing a bit.
Wait, I mean... Jeez, didn't he have 3 errors in an All-Star game?
People define him by that, and I choose not to do that. I choose to remember a Dan Uggla who dropped bombs. I don't. Nobody wanted Dan Uggla.
Can I just tell you, that was a short-lived Dan Uggla.
It wasn't short-lived. It was Marlins Dan Uggla was a great player. Marlins Dan Uggla was a great.
3 years.
How long was Dan Uggla's career with the Marlins?
It's got to be more than 3 years in order for me to count.
What?
Yeah. That's the rules.
That's the rules?
Yeah.
I don't like those rules.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like a guy who had a 10-year career.
Had five seasons.
5 seasons.
Oh, yeah. Okay. 5 full seasons with the Marlins.
Easy.
He wasn't a starter all 5 seasons.
He was a starter all 5 seasons.
Okay. That's a substantial amount of time for you to have your opinion on that.
He was a starter all 5 seasons. He hit over 30 home runs in 4 out of 5 seasons and 27 the other.
Yeah.
Bombs.
No. Yeah.
What's a rule?
Almost 150 home runs.
Rule 5 draft. I can't explain it all the way, but like it's like kind of like you leave guys unprotected on your team.
It's the equivalent to an expansion draft.
Yeah. What? But mostly I think it's like minor leaguers normally are open to the Rule 5, so you can get picked off. But the rules are, I believe, you have to stay on the big league roster the next year or you return to your former team.
Dang.
So, like but he, I believe, is known as one of the most successful Rule 5 players of all time.
Wow.
He was great. And a legendary call all the time from Rich Waltz and Tommy Hunt.
And his name
is Dan Uggla. That's good.
Not.
2-time All-Star.
That's pretty good.
And
I know his name, which means.
Wait! Jones! Not that. Okay.
That was great. You know what? We talked about UFC. I don't know if this is a ploy. I don't want to get caught up on it. Mm-hmm. You brought up Wade, which made me think of the video of Shaq walking through Kaseya as he attended UFC.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, welcome back to this house. He's like, I built this house. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't, dude.
Yeah, the house was built already. Yeah. I don't know what he's referring to there. That's a classic Shaq overplay. Now, did he pack that house? He did pack that house. He did pack that house.
Yeah, he did.
But yes, classic Shaq.
Classic.
Yeah, they got Shaq to get you in the doors. But D-Wade kept you coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's not get it twisted. Shaq was there for a rental. D-Wade was a lifer.
Got to be really annoying if you get stuck behind Shaq at a sporting event.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
Or next to him.
Or next to him.
Out of them little seats.
Dude, or next to him. But at least, like, next to him, you got to feel like Shaq's buying 2 seats.
Oh.
Right?
What?
For leg room.
No, he's in that VIP where they get like the foldable chairs.
He's sitting like real
I don't know
close.
How many fights you guys have been to.
I haven't.
There's no VIP seating in on the floor. It's tight. Oh,
it's tight.
It's tight. He needs 2 chairs.
Oh man. Saw him getting
and that's not an insult. Like, dude, it's not a lot of there's not a lot of space around an octagon nor a ring. It's very there's barriers there. You're not getting this like luxury seating.
And they basically have the equivalent to SWAT protecting those seats.
Right.
So if you have a pass and you venture into the wrong area, you get in an arm bar. Nope, sir. Your ticket does not allow you in this area.
Whew. Anyway, Mervis is new Dan Uggla.
All right. Mervis. It's crazy.
The
Mervis.
Beginning of this conversation, you're like,
what do you mean?
I'm not ready to anoint him.
Can we give him, let's just call him 3M.
3M?
Why don't you just don't like the name Mervis?
Mash.
Dude.
What about Mash? You don't like Matt Mash Mervis?
Not a fan. Has a better ring to it than Mervis.
What about he's Mervis? Okay,
like, you just say, hey, what's your name? Mervis. Who's like okay.
He's Mervilous.
See, that's right there. Jennifer, if you was at a club
-1.
And you met somebody and he told her, he said, what's your name? I'm Jennifer. What's your name? Mervis. Tell me you're not looking at your friend and chuckling.
Well, I feel like he's not gonna hold on. He's not introducing
Hold on.
He's not gonna sweet talk Jennifer and go last name on her. He goes, I'm Matt. Like, is she, oh, Matt, like, you're not going to go immediately, oh, what's your last name? I'm Mervis.
Ugh. They call me Mervis.
I bet you in the locker room they call him Mervis. Just
also at the next club, you can't really hear many things, so Matt just seems like something you'd hear quicker.
I don't know. What was that minus one for?
It was a joke you made. I can't
remember. Why?
Oh, Mervilous.
Mervilous?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's great.
No way.
That is a minus one.
He just snuck one in there. Minus one. We didn't even know what it was about. We had to replay.
That's when
we had to review. We didn't even have to review.
It's better than Marcos's stupid saying. No way. You know what they say.
Which is Mervis makes him nervous.
Mervis makes him nervous. No,
I like
That's Mercer.
That's good.
That's Mercer.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM.
Was that best, Fantasia?
Yes, which this is a I went to something that I thought you would enjoy this weekend, Leroy. I know we got to get into sports, so I'll keep this quick. Rhythm and Brunch.
Hasn't stopped you the whole show. Why now?
This damn Drew Carey, you know? Rhythm and Brunch.
Rhythm and Brunch.
Yeah, it's an R&B brunch, but they had like a lot of old school R&B, 90s R&B. It was a three-hour event, though. I'll tell you what. Anything that has alcohol flowing for 3 hours, much different at the end of that 3 hours than it is at the beginning of that 3 hours. Very entertaining. Black women, they have a lot of fans. They carry a lot of fans. And they were dancing. It was great.
Fans cool. To cool them off?
Yes, but they also use them to dance.
Well.
It's interesting.
A fan's a cool accessory.
It is a cool accessory.
What day of the week was this?
This was a Saturday at 1 p.m.
Damn.
Yeah, I know. They were very drunk at 4 p.m.
Not Masters fans.
No, no.
Mind you, the Improv is also very cold, so.
Oh, yeah.
Fans?
For sure. No, because, I mean, you move a lot, you get sweaty.
It's true.
Let's get to 15 Minutes of Heat here, brought to us by Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. By the way, we haven't mentioned, in the midst of the Heat losing to Bub Carrington at the buzzer. God, I saw way too many buzzer beaters against the Heat this year. Jesus. Too many.
A lot on the home court, too.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Three at the buzzer. Cunningham, Ja, Bub, and then Sabonis might as well have been at the buzzer. Had no shot to answer the bell after that one. I think there was like 0.5 left or something like that. But on Friday, they broke the team record for points in a game.
What the hell was that?
Which, can I just say this? And I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. When you say in future years, the team that has scored the most in a Miami Heat game, you're immediately going to go to the big three. You're going to go to a whole bunch of, you're not going to go through a team to a team that was 37 and 45. It sounds crazy, right?
It does. But then,
especially when they have also been the same team that didn't score 90 points for 10 plus games.
They finished with a this is their finish this year. I'll give you this. This is from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald on their finishes and their rankings for the season. He says the Heat closed the regular season with the NBA's 21st ranked offensive rating and 9th ranked defensive rating. The Heat has now finished the last three regular seasons with a bottom 10 offensive rating and 9 of the last 10 regular seasons with a top 10 defensive rating. The Heat also finished the regular season. Wow. Whew. 3-11 in games decided by 3 points or less.
Blech.
Not only is that tied for the most such losses in the NBA this regular season, but it is also tied for the most such losses in a single regular season in Heat history. And by the way,
That's not even counting all the games they gave up big leads.
Well, I think it is including all the games they gave up big leads.
Okay.
I think it is. But which, by the way, the Heat also, I believe, had the most fourth quarter blown leads this season in the NBA. They led the league in that. Just a torturous, treacherous season.
Don't forget timeout gate.
Timeout. They put it on there. It's right there with it.
That's horrible.
It's right there with it, dude. Timeout gate. Overtime against the Pistons. All those buzzer beaters that I just mentioned.
The Terry Rozier experience.
Oh, the Terry Rozier. Somebody said we were being hard on him. I saw a comment about that, and I just was like, this has to be his burner.
Cut Terry some slack.
We've had worse players. I don't think we have. And by the way, I don't understand what I say it. Not just with anger at Terry Rozier. He's a nice man. Okay? I really want... Nothing would please me more than Terry Rozier being good at basketball. You guys realize this, right? I want Terry Rozier to be good. I don't have explanations for how bad he is. Nobody could.
Nobody.
Nobody could have explanations for this. If you told me, when the FBI thing came out this year, and I'm not doing a bit here, I genuinely was like, that honestly makes sense, because I thought a man who is, I've seen the shots Terry Rozier can make in a game. I've seen it. I've seen that. When I've seen some of the decisions he's made on the court this year, your only thought could go to, by a joke, is he must be point shaving. The fact
on
that
the take.
The fact
he's
that
on he, the take.
The fact that there's actually an active FBI investigation around him doesn't help matters.
You think that plays a role into it? Like,
how
that,
could
that
not
heat on you?
How could that not stress you the hell out?
Even if you haven't done anything?
Dude.
Soon as you say the federal government is investigating you, Doesn't matter what it is.
Mr. Rozier, would you like to explain this floater that hit the shot clock? I'm just really bad right now, guys. I'm in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
Show us your Hard Rock account.
But that's, see, and here's the problem. The problem with all this is,
your slips.
Is we connect this to his play. And so we're taking, oh, if he scores 20 and goes 5 or 6 from three, wasn't on the tape tonight. That makes it even that much tougher.
And also, he had this mysterious neck injury we don't know a lot about. And necks are strange injuries for basketball. You don't hear about it a lot in basketball.
How about this? Now, I'm going to put my Tobin hat on. And I'm going to say this. How about the investigation was going on and the Heat just kept him out while he went through that investigation last year?
Nah, I don't think that's how it worked, dude. I think the investigation was this year.
Okay. You don't just start the investigation.
No, well, I know.
It's only reported.
I think the Heat just learned about it this year. I don't think they knew about it. I know what you're saying because it was a game from 2023, so it was when he was with the Hornets. Right. But no, I don't think that's what happened. I think it's on top of it. He also had this injury. Crazy. Dude, he was so bad yesterday. Like, I thought he was going to do what Jaime did. Because the last time, was that the last time we saw Terry Rozier be good was against the Wizards?
He had like 22 or something
that. He jumped with the alley-oop.
Right, he jumped with the alley-oop. And by the way, it is funny they warm up together. But I was like, oh, look at these guys. They're probably going to feast today. Hmm. Listen, Jaime couldn't miss. He was great.
Yeah.
Well, Jaime, whoever they put in front of him, when were they going to figure out that the guy couldn't stay in front of Jaime? Because Jaime had more layups than ever seen in a game.
Dunks, too. Crazy dunks.
Had some dunks. He had like the little three fake. I mean, yeah, I hope that's something for him. I mean, obviously this year's probably lost for him, but like it was nice to see him at least be like on a basketball court, be like, hey, I remember that guy.
Hold on. Soon as the trade rumors start ramping up, your ass ain't going to care about whether Jaime can turn it around.
Oh, that's not fair. You don't know that.
He is going to be on the block.
I don't know that he's going to be a little sweetener. A little sweetener. Although he does, you know.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? You don't know that?
Yeah, I know you. Because you want to try to throw in all the guys who you don't want.
Not fair.
Yeah, but that's what you do.
I'm a grown-up. You got to give to get. The thing that I don't like is you two, especially.
Now all of a sudden you got perspective.
You and the birder. No.
You have never. Every time we talk about trades, you want to give up your trash.
You and Hobnobber, the Hobnob twins, you guys like to hold it over my head like an anvil. Oh, remember when you traded such for such? And I can't have any discussions because you don't guys have fun sports radio. You guys can say whatever you want. I won't hold it over your head because you want to know something?
What?
It's just the fun fodder.
You don't hold it over our
what?
It's just the fun fodder of a sports radio show.
So this very day, you guys don't stop talking about cropping people.
Well, I mean, you know, icy. You know, I'm just telling you, dude. I mean,
that's Boston.
You are. What is it? What would you say?
Cutthroat.
Cutthroat. That is, nothing could describe Jennifer better. Cutthroat,
so,
dude.
You know what I do? I make sure I include an arm over here and a face over here. So if she crops me out, it's going to have just a black arm in the picture.
Anyway.
Where'd that arm come from?
Honto.
Oh, I couldn't crop the arm out without cropping some of my hair out.
That's smart. Anytime we take a picture from now on, Figgy, I'm putting my head on your shoulder.
Yes.
You're losing
you have
an arm.
To, which you have.
You have to. You have to because you're going to get cropped out. So you have to make the picture so that you can't get cropped out.
We'll take a break. Play a little All Right. Oh, no. To close things out here on a Monday. What?
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Get to a little all right.
Oh, no.
To close out a Monday here on a busy, busy sports weekend. Lots happening all over the place. My all right goes to the Clippers. Great game yesterday over the Golden State Warriors, sending the Warriors' ass to the play-in.
You gave them the all right because they beat the Warriors?
Sent their ass.
That could have been anybody.
Takes a lot for me to root for James Harden. It was a strange feeling yesterday, but it felt good. Sometimes your petty priorities are in a different place.
What quarter did Jimmy start limping?
Fourth. Very late.
Okay.
Very late in the game.
All right.
So that's my all right. My oh no. This goes to the Heat regular season.
Oh, no.
It's been exhausting.
To be fair, you could just put the Heat season. Because next Monday, you're going to then expand and say the whole season.
Well, then we still got to wait. Like, if they get to the playoffs, then we got another few days to last, you know?
All right.
We got to probably go until, I mean, the first round lasts a while. Like, they like to take 3 days off between games in the first round.
Right.
They're like, we have all these games to get through, so you're going to play on Sunday. Like, this is what I love about the NBA. The Heat are going to play, if the Heat, and I know it's a big if, but let's just say the Heat win Wednesday, Friday, they're going to make their ass play on Sunday, but then they won't play again until Thursday.
Right. Yep.
Anyway. But, yeah, I could only, being boots on the ground for that ending yesterday, I could only laugh. I could only laugh at that game winner going, as soon as the backcourt violation happened, I'm like, oh, they're losing.
Right.
This, I've seen this movie before.
Yep.
But,
I felt the same thing.
That was rough. Leroy, what's your all right and oh no?
My all right goes to the Masters tournament as a whole. I could not leave my seat. There were three lead changes.
Hello, friends.
Which is amazing. At one point, Bryson DeChambeau was in the lead, then Justin Rose, then Rory. All of Ludwig Åberg had a chance. There was a lot of movement at the top of the leaderboard, and it was cool. You had no idea who was going to win when the back nine started. So that made it fun. My oh no. We all believe that in college football, the players have been empowered, right? Let me introduce you to one, Nico Lamalevia. Lamalevia.
I don't think you know. I don't think it starts with an I. I think it starts with an I. I don't think it starts with an L, does it?
Okay.
Is that the Look Tennessee at the name. Quarterback?
You can take a stab at it.
Okay.
Wordsmith.
He's angry now.
Lashing out at me.
No, I'm just saying. It's not an I.
Yeah, it is. It's Imalavia. Imalavia.
That does not look like L's.
Bro,
it looks like, I's.
It is an I.
Why would they have a lowercase L to start his last name?
Yeah, what he's not from Finland.
Yeah, but they don't have a dot on the top, and it's longer.
It's okay.
Why is it longer if it's an I?
If it's a capital I on the typewriter, that's how it looks. It looks like a lowercase L.
Okay.
Really, the problem is with the
lines on the bottom to know it's a. Anyway,
he's the quarterback who held out from Tennessee.
He's a quarterback for the University of Tennessee that went to Tennessee and said, "I'm holding out for more money," and Tennessee told him to kick rocks.
Sure did.
So now they don't have a starting quarterback.
No, they don't not.
Now,
yikes.
So all you college kids out there that think you can just demand more money, please be advised by this story here. Sports moves on without you. You better get it while you can. And so the fact that he went from making however many millions he was making to making nothing should be a lesson for everybody else. Get your money. But be careful.
Tread lightly.
Because if you start saying you deserve or demand more, some people don't have a problem with telling you, well, go somewhere else.
Mario Cristobal's quote.
Everybody else got their quarterback and went out and signed their quarterback. So now you're going to end up somewhere like North Dakota State.
Mario Cristobal's quote this weekend was, if you're going to hold out, you might as well just get out.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
That's tough. That's a tough quote.
Right,
tough.
Right. And it's and that's I feel tough. Bad that's for
tough.
Him. Well,
tough.
I don't know who represents him. But I'm going to tell you like this. It's not him. It's not him. It's representatives who think that he has it like that, and they're wrong. It's college, dude. This ain't Peyton Manning holding out. This ain't Aaron Rodgers holding out. This ain't like a starting quarterback in the NFL holding out. It's a college quarterback. There's only a handful of them that even have a chance of going in the first round. And let's be clear, you weren't one of them. Mm. So you holding out.
So you're acting for asking for athletes to be more aware of how good they are?
Yes.
Okay.
Which never happens.
Good luck.
I know good luck with that. But
no, because like,
the other thing. I don't even know if he felt that way. It was his representation. Yeah,
we don't know that he didn't feel that way either. And I think one of his, hearing a lot about the Emilavia, Liava, however the hell you say it, his dad is a big proponent behind this too.
Hmm. Okay, we're there. Your dad going to go play quarterback for you when you're playing at San Diego State? Or you playing at Marshall?
Schmeathan says Mario has seen Emory. He ain't telling Carson Beck to leave. Fake tough guy. You think after the spring game, Carson Beck's like, I need a new car. Got stolen.
You know what he would say? Hope you had insurance. So yeah, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me how this has gotten out of hand. And furthermore, you should blame the NCAA, who could have had control of this from the get-go, but they kept fighting it. And now you can't control it.
I don't understand why they don't just do contracts with the schools, though. Like, I don't understand this whole name, image, and likeness thing.
Here's why. Because now you have, if you have contracts, now you got to have collective bargaining, and you got to have a union.
Yeah, it seems like a disaster. But also, you know, I don't think this is going to be the end, because I think there was rumors that this kid was going to try and hold out during the playoff last year, too. That's going to happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
But, I mean, all the school's going to say is get out.
Okay. I thought that this last year with the whole Cam Ward Pop-Tart Bowl thing, I was like, if they wanted to play in the Pop-Tart Bowl, like Kellogg should come with a big fat check and be like, you play in the
Oh, you mean
bowl.
Kellogg's? You
whoever.
That's that. Yeah,
whoever.
But here's the thing: they're already paying the schools, so now you got to have a side thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you do. You want
how
people?
How long you think bowls like the Frisco Bowl are gonna survive?
I think Kellogg's has a lot of money, dude. People have been eating Frosted Flakes for a long time.
Okay, I got you.
Quickly, you rascals! You two, quickly with your O&Os and all rights. We got to get out of here.
Well, my all right goes to being able to take my mom to a concert she really wanted to go to this weekend.
Right.
She's very happy. And my oh no, also my all right goes to you guys bothering Leroy to the point where he had to leave the chat.
I can't believe you made him tap out from the chat.
Dude, I don't even know what you were talking about. All I saw was the lightning.
All he had to do was
he told us to get off his lawn, basically.
He just couldn't do that.
That's so crazy.
My own no goes to Coachella.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
For being a camping nightmare for normal people, not influencers, normal people. There was a 12-hour waiting line just to go inside the festival in over 100-degree weather.
Ooh.
Yeah, I heard there's
herb setting if you're paying that much money. Ridiculous.
It was an hour-long wait for the shower.
Jeez. Hippies, you know.
And also, there was like a bunch of like hair on the floor when you're
waiting
to get there.
So Coachella is just you go camping and
you're
enjoy
camping.
Concerts, and they
yes,
have all the facilities.
You can't afford.
We'll dive more into it tomorrow. We got to get out of here. So Froggy, quickly.
My all right goes to Volk for beating the odds. My oh no goes to Drew Carey because he doesn't deserve it.
All right. Very strange way to end the show, but we do have to end it nonetheless. Hockman and Crowder coming on up from Amerant Bank Arena. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.